Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Giovanni Cortolo back on the show. Giovanni is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on a dozen years. He's been hanging out with us. He's a vice president of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, executive director of the Small and Mid-Market Business Council, and he is our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. My, how time passes.
I know.
So much fun.
And he's also, folks, he's also a former small business owner, so he knows what you're up against, and that's the reason why he's such an important person to be in the position he's in to help fight for you and me up there in Washington, D.C. Giovanni, we're proud of what...
Thanks. Yeah, you know, I hate to interrupt you, but there's no former small business owner. It's like the Marines.
That's always right.
In your blood.
That's right.
You're always a Marine.
And
once,
folks,
a small business owner, you're always a small business
and
owner.
And I'm around him all the time, folks, and he really does feel that way. Hey, Giovanni, the nation had a horrible loss this last week. Antonin Scalia, Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. I was talking to Diana Prescott Roth last week. You may know Diana. And I said, I identified Scalia as one of the top 10 jurists in the history of the U.S. Supreme Court. She said, no, top five.
Oh, I agree. I mean, he was just...
And
so
she knew
prolific.
Him. She knew
yeah.
him.
Oh, my gosh, that's been phenomenal. He was the most written about Supreme Court justice since 1940. People don't realize this. He was usually on the winning side of many of the cases. It's just amazing how impactful he was.
And whether you agreed with his positions or not, even those who didn't admired his intellect and his writing ability, his humor, and his impact. They admired that as a competitor. In fact. Well, anyway, we've talked about this last week. I just want to take another opportunity to say how sad I am, and how much of a loss and a shock it was to so many people in America to lose Antonin Scalia. But the world goes on, and there's policy being decided by the court. Right now, today they're back in court, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. What people don't realize. There's a number of cases before the Supreme Court. We just recently had a 5-4 stay on the Clean Power Plan that's now currently being sent back to the D.C. Circuit. But a stay means they can't enforce this regulation by the current administration, and they have to rule on it. And people would understand the fact that the Supreme Court, as it was under Scalia, would have they saw some illegality in that, and this is some of the things that we've been challenges. We were part of that challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Waters of the U.S. While this is very early, that's going to have Supreme Court challenges.
This is where they're trying to make every mud hole a wetlands.
Yeah, absolutely. And
yeah.
If you can go back to. Rapanos versus United U.S. in 2006, where they found the Army Corps of Engineers was too expansive in its take on the waters that fell under federal authority.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Scalia could have had a pivotal role in determining some of these cases, and he has in the past. The unions, so you have this Fredericks case where it's going to determine...
That's the California case where a California teacher, has brought the case to stop having to pay dues to the public sector union.
public sector unions, correct.
Yeah, Friedrich, yeah.
And I don't know if you talked about that on your show, but I mean...
Not so much.
This is a question of whether it could have served a death blow to the public employees union.
Which needs to happen. Which needs to happen, folks.
They're just vicious cycles, and you know, they're almost payoffs.
Would you agree that that may be the most damaging decision now that he's gone? If that winds up splitting.
Yeah, I think. Well, everyone is impactful to someone.
But you know what? When we say splitting, you know, one of the things that people keep saying is we're going to see a lot of 4-4 splits. Well, you know what? With Kennedy and Roberts, who knows what they're going to do? It may be 6-2.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, I'm serious. I think they're dreaming when they talk about all the 4-4 splits. Hold on to that thought. USChamber.com is the website. Giovanni Cortolo and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
My own, I want a dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.